Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You emailed me that picture and I replied, what is this?
This is, and I think it was SeaWorld.
Okay, I apologize. I know it was an amusement park.
Wasn't I standing next to a killer whale? Wasn't that, as my father gently tried to push me into its jaws. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm all over the place.
What he has when it comes to Facebook. Like, he will do the record album. That's his sandbox.
Yeah, that is his sandbox. Right? And, all right, so.
I don't know, Mike. I guess I should have trimmed the beard, but I do like the angle of the picture.
Do you still use that? That is disgusting.
I'll change it right now.
Can I tell you what that picture, what he thinks that picture screams? Look at me. I'm in broadcasting.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. I'm Mike O'Mara. He's Rob Spiewak. He's Oscar Santana. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're delighted to have you with us, as you have been for so very, very many years. And I'm... I'm eternally grateful.
Not like you're going to make an announcement.
No. Last night, Mrs. O'Mara... went to bed very early, and then I suddenly got a wave of fatigue too. My sleep patterns have been a little disrupted, and so I went to bed, took a couple of melatonin, and went blissfully to sleep before 9 p.m.
Wow.
That's how early I went to sleep. The problem with me is I have a body clock that after 7 hours, clock is up. I was up at 3:30 this morning.
I think that happens with as you get older. My mom says, not that you're as old as my mom, and you're not old. You're just, you know,
I'm not far away from her, though.
And you're not his mother.
I hope not.
No. I feel like I'm his older brother.
I'd probably have a better life if you were my mom. Like, you would be like much more generous with me. You wouldn't use me as much. You use me, but not as much, you know?
But I'm also, I can be emotionally distant from my children.
Oh,
He can be. He's not always.
No, but I'm not always. I'm a complicated person.
You are.
You know, I'm engaged with. I came off the.
You're like John Shaft. You're a complicated man, and no one understands you but your woman.
But my woman. I will tell you, I came off the best week with my middle child, Elizabeth, and her boyfriend that anybody could have. We're already talking about doing it again. It's fun.
Catherine's
in LA, and I'm disconnected from her, and I feel more disconnected from her than ever because she's incredibly difficult to communicate with via telephone. You can't, you know,
and
she's on a different
time
schedule.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. So, but if I probably check in at about 4 a.m., I should be okay.
So my mom, she wakes
Eastern.
Up like clockwork, doesn't matter when. Roughly 4:35 a.m. And I asked her, I said, why would you wake up that early, Mom? In a very nice tone, because she's like, I've been tired lately. I was like, can you sleep in more? She goes, I just can't. My body wakes me up. That's it.
Yeah, I think that might be it. I think so. One of the things I said to my wife, I said, I can't do that again. I can't go to sleep that early. I have to force myself to stay up. And when I'm
did
falling asleep.
Did the holiday weekend throw you off because you had visitors? And
Elizabeth had to leave at 5 a.m.
Okay.
And we had a later night than we should have the night before. And so I was up at the crack of dawn and then stayed up. And now it's just all out of whack.
She left
this morning? My body clock. No, she left Sunday morning.
Okay. So you're wrecked for like the next 2 days.
I'm still messed up.
Sleep pattern would be what? Like 11 p.m. bedtime, 6 a.m. wake up?
Yeah, probably. Something
that's
like
not
that
bad.
Would be good.
7 hours, seven
that would
solid
be real
hours.
Good if
yeah.
I,
8 hours.
But I usually, yeah, that's good for me. And sometimes my problem is, though, and a lot of people have this. If you are up at around 11 p.m., you got to force yourself a little bit.
Because
you can get past that early fatigue hump.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's just the reason I say that to our listening audience is this could be a weird show. I'm goofy And I don't know what
I love the way it started. I love the way it started. Great energy, yes.
Yeah. I was, you know, I'm definitely, I'm not tired, but I'm also not normal. I'm not great energy and great wit.
That's right. That's what Dick Van Patten described.
It's great energy. Hey, I'm a great father, but I also can be absentee.
Well, no, I didn't say absentee.
No, he said emotionally distant.
I said emotionally
distant.
Unavailable, and maybe emotionally distant, although I like emotionally unavailable sometimes. No. Excuse me. No. I'm terribly sorry. Fasting. It's not for everybody.
Oscar, when I said great energy, what I loved is that his first comment out of the box was a totally unexpected, hello there. I'm Mike, and that's Oscar, and that's Ryan. I said, this is not usual.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I say that because I'm grateful for what I have, but I also I'm probably 3/4 of the way through in a profile article in GQ magazine on George Clooney. And,
yes.
And you want to talk about fame. You want to talk about success in a career. It's pretty stunning. It's pretty amazing. And then I kind of go, well, I'm grateful for what I have. But I make, you know, I thought that I'd come on and just greet people like it was The Tonight Show or something.
Even like The Tonight Show.
There's the goofy
opening.
Tiredness right now. No, the introspection.
That's sweet. Because you're like, that guy can be nice. I can be nice too.
Right. That's not what it was. But thank you for mentioning that. I should say, I have air conditioning today, but I don't need it now. Because it was 58
degrees. Isn't that always the
West South Florida?
Yeah,
send it back.
Here's what the guy did, and I'll get this out of the way, and then we can move on with the show. Because Rob and I want to talk about Thanksgiving kitchens and cooking and leftovers. We have a very, very full plate today, so I want to get this out of the way. No, he's not a handyman. He was the AC guy.
Okay.
Who showed up because, once again, I'm unavailable to my family most of the time. You know, there's.
Well, I mean, you did what you could. You checked the breaker.
Yeah.
Hey, I actually also, I made the initial request for service, and then Carla tipped it in, and the guy was supposed to be out between 3 and 8. Apparently, he came on the early side, and here's what happened.
She had to take care of it.
Yeah, so, pretty much, it wasn't take care of it. She was just there when the guy got there. So, it is a double breaker on the switch for
two slides.
Thing. And it would kind of, when I trip it, it would go, bleh. And then I trip it again, then we go, buh. Like, it just doesn't want to work. The guy came out. I walked in. I got into the garage with my elderly golf cart with all of my Trump stickers on it. And I heard, and I said, oh, guy's been here.
Back in business.
Working.
Sure.
I hear the machine. It's on a little platform in my garage. Ooh, sitting above. It sits above my head in the garage. I said, it's working. That's got to be a good thing. Then Carla says, well, he fixed it, but. And that always concerns me because I think, but he also informed us we're going to need to have a new system. That's not what
I need
was.
To take a pause here. Your air conditioning, the one that normally would like sit outside behind your house on a slab of concrete.
No, there are two units that you would have. You have one, which is the heat pump unit that sits outside the home.
Okay.
And then, you know, in your townhouse, you would have another unit up in the attic or
right,
up in the highest level. That's the machine.
Understood.
I don't know.
All right.
That's his. Skillfully as I can
it's,
explain.
It's
my
the
attic.
Machine. Yes,
mine's in my attic.
Yours in
and
your
on the,
and
on the roof.
And yours is steam-powered, right?
Oh, that's mine is not doing well right now. Let me tell you that.
Mike, lots of gears and levers, and he wears goggles when he looks at it.
Right. So it's above the head. That's how it works. Carla Bingo. Says to me, it's good, bad, whatever. I said, well, what's the bad part? He came, he fixed it, but he said, it looks as though you're going to need a new breaker. And you can either have me come back, and it'll be a hundred. He doesn't have one, and he said that's $150 to get me to come back and replace it, or you can do it yourself. Now, two questions arise out of this,
right?
And I haven't. Carla, you still here? No, she's gone. She went to work.
Oh, sweet.
Hold on.
Well,
so
early
anyway,
to bed, early to rise. That's her
here
thing.
We go. The two questions I have is, A, if the guy came out and fixed whatever he had to fix, well, if the breaker was bad, how was he able to fix it? But I didn't ask that question because I wasn't here. Mrs. O'Mara, I don't believe, asked that question either. Secondly, if he was coming out to fix the thing and then he's going to charge me to come back again, am I not paying twice for one service call, really? Because he didn't have the part. Even though it's electrical, it's not HVAC. Mm. It was attached to the HVAC. That's the one question. But the second part is more fun because this morning I was YouTubing how-to videos of how to replace a breaker on a breaker box.
Quarter to 4 a.m. you're doing this?
I actually did the show prep at about 4 a.m.
Okay.
And then I moved into stuff and then I fell asleep in my chair at 5:20.
That's a nice little nap.
Sure. Refreshing.
5 minute nap. Oh, hi. So do I have this right? Come on in for a sec. Do I have this? Say hi to the fellas.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Yeah. I know there's a part of our listening audience who would love you.
Love this. Yeah.
You know, I was going to, Mike, I was going to say hi to the fellas, too.
That's right.
I'm not doing anything on purpose.
I know you are.
Hi, girls.
Stop it. Stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
You're deliberately embarrassing me in front of our listening audience.
Sorry, should I bend over?
Okay.
It's easier to see you. Thank you.
Didn't I ask you to do that?
As I said,
I'm in a weird mood. Here we go. So the guy came out, said, it's the breaker.
Right.
He fixed it.
Right.
But he said, we probably need a new breaker.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to die.
And he doesn't have that.
Correct.
And he can come back and replace it, but it'll cost us $150.
Correct. Or you can do it yourself.
Or we can do it ourselves. So my question first would be to him or the company, stop it. Turn that off. Turn that off, Rob. Damn it.
I don't know. It's some CBE interference.
My question would be, isn't it kind of like the service call that we paid for yesterday?
Right.
Shouldn't that involve him coming back and putting that breaker in because it's a super
quick
fix?
Well, we're not going to get double charged for the service call, just so you know. So if he comes back, that would just be for the part and for him putting it in. We're not going to be charged another $79 for him just coming
in. I thought you told me it was $150 for him to come back.
It is. Because that's how much.
Well, then
the part
how are we
is.
Not being charged? See, these are the conversations I have. No.
Oh, she's saying that it's,
right no,
it's no. the part and the actual service and the actual
hour. They waive the $79.
Right.
Oh, they'll waive the initial call.
Right.
No, I don't think they'll waive the initial call.
No, the initial
then we
visit.
Are paying twice.
No, I don't think you are.
No, because it would have been the same price if he had the part. You would have been charged $79 plus
$150. How much do the breakers cost?
Well, if you go to the store and buy it yourself.
Yes.
$15.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. If they do it, then obviously.
How much if I buy the part?
$15.
How about if I buy the part and he puts it in? Same price for him?
I don't know if that's
legal. Oh, they hate that.
For them.
They hate that. I did that once with a garbage disposal. He said, I've got a garbage disposal in the truck. I said, no, I have one. I bought it at Home Depot. He said, I don't know. It's not.
We can't charge you triple. Asses.
Just so you know, the reason he did not have that part is because he said it's an unusual part.
Just like you're saying. Right, Rob?
Right. Exactly.
Just like that's how
I
they get
could install the one you bought, but I'm going to have to retrofit some pipe.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
a bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, now we're right back where we started, where he comes out. Or we do it ourselves, and that's where I was with the guy. So,
and you told me to tell him to come back.
Did I tell you to tell him to come back?
Yeah, if it breaks again. I said, so if it does break again, then do you want to do it yourself?
Why did he say if it's broken, how is he able to fix it?
No, he said it looks like it's on the verge.
On the verge of breaking. Yeah, we'll wait till it breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
How hard did it look like to replace it? On the YouTube videos.
We'll get to that. So you're done now.
Okay, bye.
Thank you very much.
Carla.
Have a nice day.
Have a good one.
Go make some money. Get a facial. Come down to South Florida. Get one of Carla's incredible treatments, everybody.
I have a question for you.
DermGlowSkin.com, everybody. DermGlowSkin.com. Mm. Yes, yes.
Look, you're probably used to this because you are. You've always dated beautiful women, married beautiful women.
That's not true.
when
most of the time, though.
When the AC man.
Starlets.
When he says
vixens,
you could do it yourself, or I could come back. Is there ever because I hear it a different way? We're like, oh, I could come back because your husband's away, type of situation.
Oh, you think it's that kind of deal?
Hey, Carla.
I can see it like this.
Do you think he was hitting on you?
Putting away his tools.
Yeah.
When he said he'd come back, did you get any of that vibe that he's trying to hit on you?
Yeah. Did he throw off sort of a Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Brad Pitt vibe?
Yeah. Was his shirt off because it was hot in the house?
Or just open?
Was he a good-looking guy?
Was he built for speed or pleasure?
There's no answer.
Of course not.
Was he built for speed or pleasure? Ask her that.
I'll ask her that in my private time. I'll do that.
She's hitting the breaker with a screwdriver so she can get the repairman back out.
So, speaking of hitting the breaker box with a... So I get this guy, and by the way, Oscar knows this, and you probably do too, Rob, that you wade through the YouTube video of how to. Great how-to video, all right? Great how-to video is, hey, everybody, it's Ben, the breaker guy. I want to show you how to put this in right now, and then they dive in, and they do it immediately. The bad YouTube how-to video is... So here I am, and this is a picture of my... breaker box. The breaker box is something. There's a guy that does a how-to video, and his breaker box has been painted over. So he spends the first 30 seconds trying to. You want to cut along the outside because the paint acts as a natural seal. F you, screw you with your obvious BS that we don't. So I finally get to a guy. Did the guy. Do you think the guy was trying to hit on
you? The guy was not hot.
Damn it.
And he was not hitting on me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, then he's an idiot.
So the guy, thank you, Rob. That's kind of a compliment.
It is. It was a little left-handed.
He's an idiot. How dare he?
The guy.
Was he dead?
So the one.
Blind.
Damn this trash barrel.
Damn that trash. You won't throw that trash barrel.
No.
So here it is. I finally get to one that's a decent explanation of how to do it. And it scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Because he says... And he shows with a diagram this he's got the little meter that shows you whether there's current.
Yeah.
And he pressed on it. He said, you want to go near this? You don't want to go near this? You don't want four different spots on this plate. He said, because if you do, it can kill you.
Yes.
Yes.
And I immediately said, I'm not going to poke around in something I don't need to do.
The thing that would scare me the most about it is that if you're going to do something, and I've done mild electric work at my house, like switches and
ceiling fans.
Stuff like
that. I don't. I stay away from it normally.
The first thing you do when you do that is you turn off the breaker to do it.
The main.
Yeah. And so if you do that wrong, have you ever gotten a really bad shock?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when CBS...
CBS Radio?
When I found out, and then at the edge, when Jack Diamond said, take a look at this memo. those were two really, really bad.
You can't say electrocution because that implies death. But I was changing records in my old jukebox, and it had an exposed wire. And I just completed a circuit. I was putting a record in, and it felt like warm water flowed through my entire body for an eternity. It probably was like 2 seconds. And then I finally yanked my hand out, and then I was so tired. Mm-hmm. It's not worth risking it, Mike.
No. I don't want to, and so I have to find... I think I'm just going to... My question is now, which is going to be more expensive? Getting that guy to come back or getting an electrician to do it? Or getting a handyman to do it even cheaper?
I would, do you have a, what is it, My Neighbor, Our Neighborhood? What is that app, Oscar?
Oh, I'm not going through that crap. I hate that.
Who needs that's a, who can
no,
recommend
that's so lazy. That's so lazy. I don't want to do that. I'll you know what? I'll figure it out.
I think
but I'm not going to do it.
I think handyman.
Next door.
Next door.
Yeah. Next door, you know. I lost a dog. Anyway, I'm not going to do,
handyman,
I don't
Mike.
Care. Handyman?
Yeah. Because I bet if you don't kill yourself, it's probably not that tough.
As long as he's insured, you'll be okay.
Our handyman can't even get a paint color right, so I'm not sure that I want to do that.
They're not handymen are not meant for paint color decisions.
No, they're not.
Okay. You have to buy them and leave them there. I have a great handyman. He's great. His name's Herman.
But you tell him what to do.
I have to pick up the paint because he's done exactly what you said before. He goes, "Es azul." No, we need the California azul.
Yeah, and our back patio there. There's a giant stripe. There's a stripe where the whole thing was painted and painted the wrong color. It's a stripe. We have a stripe
for like
patio.
A candy cane holiday stripe? Or?
No, it's like a tan stripe that is totally a different tan than the other stripe. Like an indoor color that was supposed to go on the concrete.
I think very that close, always though. Falls on the homeowner's side because you have to be... You have to be there just to help out and say, look, that's the wrong color.
Vigilant well, that gets the right. Then we go right back to the beginning. Yeah. That requires a level of engagement that I am not prepared to experience.
Oscar, are you emotionally available to Herman?
I am.
You know
I
what?
I actually called him for his son's birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Like, I drove by and I saw a guy out in his front yard planting flowers. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Some people love doing that.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, it's very peaceful.
You remember my dad enjoyed doing that. That's why I shied away from it. You know?
Was he like a consummate like gardener? What would he plant?
He would take a week off. He got three. He got at the end of his career, I think he may have gotten 4 weeks.
Mm.
He would take one. We would have 3 weeks in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
He would take one vacation year, but in the spring, he would take 1 week to do yard work. And every day I'd come home from school, he would be there. And it's like, all right, need your help here. And I hated yard work for the rest of my life. My first wedding, the reception was held at my home in Glastonbury, Connecticut. He and I, the week prior, cleared the yard of shrubbery, and I got the worst case of poison ivy. I think it was a sign from God that I shouldn't have walked down the aisle because I got the poison ivy working in our backyard. I hate it. I truly hate it.
You know, coming home, when you would come home in the springtime, was he wearing a tie but doing yard work?
No.
Okay, good.
He could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a corporate guy in the insurance. I don't talk about my father very much.
No, I just wanted a picture of it.
I love my dad. God rest his soul. He's been gone so long now.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, that he was a dad who was in that corporate culture and grew up during the Mad Men era.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Worked for a big insurance company in Hartford, Connecticut, the insurance capital of the world. Hartford's where all the insurance companies were. So he's a corporate guy, suit and tie every day. That's what he had to work. He had to wear that to work every single day. So when he put on a pair of jeans, he'd always wear these like mom jean things that just didn't. They were not jeans for
jeans.
Well, back then you didn't wear jeans for like everyday use.
No,
he wore jeans to get work done, and they were baggy and dirty and stained with. He used to like to refinish furniture too.
Aww.
He was a very handsy guy. He used to like to do. He'd refinish furniture.
Any of the
down
furniture,
in the basement.
Any of the furniture at the house in Maine that we were lucky enough to stay in. Did he do any of that? Because there's some old pieces up there.
There's a possibility, but probably not. But I have no idea.
All right.
He did that, and he did yard work. And what I remember about my dad is my dad would always dress. It was the era. He was he was raised during that era. You can go back and look at the movies. You can go way back and you can see people that are coming from a construction site, construction workers that are wearing a hat and a tie.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way. And he was transitioning
just
out of that.
Watch Peaky Blinders.
It's
same deal.
Peaky Blinders, you know, a little earlier than that, than my dad. That's Peaky Blinders. Put on the subtitles when you watch Peaky Blinders. But he would
Mike's
wear
dad
the,
born in 1820.
1918.
I know, but not Peaky bad. Blinders is a lot.
1918. Right? I think that's when he was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
about
it was
right.
19. Yeah, he'd be like 102 now. He would be it was 19. And he would dress like going to a football game. This was back before I experienced this because I had an older father, and he was late to make that transition to casual. We'd go to a football game. He'd wear a sport coat and and a tie sometimes. That's the way he dressed.
I don't want to sell you out, Mike. I look back on it fondly.
Yes.
But we have one of our shows at the State Theater when we did baby pictures of all of us. There are photos of you at Disneyland in a sport jacket.
In a sport coat.
You wore a sport coat to Disneyland.
I wore a blue blazer.
Yes.
I wore a navy blue blazer, and the only thing they let me do, because I was like a 12-year-old kid, was wear a red, white, and blue hat. Mm-hmm.
Well, you look like you worked there.
I looked odd. It was an odd, you know, my little rebelling.
That picture, and I replied, what is this?
I think it was SeaWorld.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I know it was an amusement park. Wasn't I standing
next to a killer whale? Wasn't that as my father gently tried to push me into its jaws? I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm all over the place. But it's the way they dress.
He fell in.
Lean in, Michael. Look at it. Feed him a fish.
The only place he'd be casual would be up in Maine. He was casual all the time up there. But it was not. It was the way it would be all the time. And as casual as he got would be a red sweater. He'd put on a red sweater, but he'd be like gray slacks on and stuff like that.
I saw my father once in an undershirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It freaked me out.
Yeah. Working, probably doing something household, right?
He was just making his way from upstairs to the laundry room and back, and I felt like I saw a ghost.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to seeing him
wearing,
in a dress shirt and dress pants. He wears dress shirts and dress pants. I think there's a cultural thing because he wears that on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so he's still doing it.
Yes.
He's still getting that done.
That's why we dress up on Thanksgiving when no one else is there and it's just us.
Yeah.
I saw it just the other day. I ran out to the Mart of Wall. And when I was at a Walmart, walmart.com, if you go through the Mike O'Mara website.
Great place to go.
God, please.
You know, it's what they say. There are more pajamas, especially during a holiday weekend, people wandering through. The people that were looking at those Christmas lights. I hardly look at people now when I'm there because I'm so annoyed. But they're jammies.
Soft
sweats,
pants.
Sweats,
yes.
Jammies, soft
pants.
Yeah, but
the culture's changed a little bit. I mean, there are people that are professional and they don't have to wear a suit every day. I just think it is a nice throwback when you do see it. And they're just used to that.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're in New York and you're, you know, slaying the dragon up in the middle of any big city, you're probably seeing a lot more suits and ties.
When
that's the way it goes.
When are top going to come back?
I'd like to see fedoras before top hats, Oscar. I'd like to see the era of fedora hats. That would be wonderful.
I'm anti-hat right now because none of them fit me. So if they were to come back, it would become an issue.
Yeah, but you're a bald guy, so that if you go out and you're wearing
a hat.
Warm.
Yeah,
that would be, you know, you'd like it more than, in fact, that's probably why hats were so popular. Because guys that lose their hair, myself included, look.
I know.
That's thin. I'm growing that back, but that is super thin.
But like if you're in a department store.
Look, it's right where the headphones are.
Well, that's what's done it.
Full head of hair, thin.
And a stripe, just between. Like your deck.
I'm calling Bosley.
Right.
Bosley.
What's Bosley?
That hair place in Hungary, is it?
Restoration place. No, Bosley's a local outfit.
Oh, aren't you supposed to go to Hungary to get your hair done?
No, if you want a discount hair transplant, it's Istanbul, Turkey.
Ah, of course. Of course.
Okay. All right. Well, all I'm saying is that, I don't know what I'm saying because I got up at 3:30. So I'm
know what you're saying is that you want
a down
hat.
Memory lane.
You want a hat. That's what you want.
No, that's not what this was about.
You don't like gardening. That's
poison ivy means unhappy marriages.
And so the household, I wanted to mention this before we go to break here.
Yeah.
The household task that I am, that I don't mind doing.
Yes.
But I haven't done it at the new house yet. Power washing. I can power wash.
Yes.
You know, because, you know.
That's fun.
Any person can power
wash. It is fun and soothing.
Blow,
yeah, it is.
You know, it's, I like power washing. As far as house, I like small electrical tasks, like fixing a television, you know, or fixing a DirecTV cable box. I like rerouting, you know, redoing modems and stuff like that. I'm okay with that probably because of the studio. Anything light fixtures, don't care for the Christmas lights. Don't want to really have anything to do with them. We are super limited now because I just stopped.
It's a thin Christmas.
That looks good. I can't compete with the neighbor. Yeah. One
he's already
across
ruined
the street
it.
And two doors down. He's spectacular.
Yeah.
And he's a nice guy and he's into it. And it's like, all right, you win. You win the award. People will come by and not.
Attaboy Clark.
This was my contribution this year. I got on the garage, I have two post lights. All right. Two of the, is that what they're called?
Sconces.
The post lights? Huh? Sconces type lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sconces would probably be inside. But anyway, I go out, I buy the wreath. And then I buy a special plug that you screw in to the light fixture, and then you can plug in the wreath.
Yes, it's a great
thing. And then I turn it on with the outdoor switch. Bingo. And
that's
then I
nice.
Even went so far as I picked up two ridiculously overpriced red ribbons to tie onto the wreath. But my two wreaths look spectacular.
Yeah.
Carla got them for a deal, and that's what I have.
We're not going to do a lot of lights outside this year. We're going to put all of our money into hiring the actors to do the nativity scene.
Oh, that's right. If you get to Leesburg, let me mention what Rob's talking about.
Right.
He doesn't brag about it enough, as far as I'm concerned. If you go to Rob's house, not a lot of Christmas lights, but there is a spotlight, a flood, that's on the nativity scene.
Yes.
What Rob Spiewak's live action nativity scene. And Rob's family.
Is it a living manger?
It's the living
it's
manger.
It's a living manger that is... The Spiewaks play the roles, but they are supplemented because they can't be there all the time.
Right.
You know, in the evening. And it's only, from about 9 o'clock on? No, about 7 o'clock
7
till 10?
7 p. to 11 p. And on the weekend nights, I play Baby Jesus.
I mean, real baby, like swaddling clothes. That's it.
Oh, and Rob that's naked most of the budget went for the fabric.
It's really exciting. And the reinforcing of the cradle.
Yeah, who, it's a huge manger.
Who swaddles manger. You? Who Sorry, swaddles not the cradle,
Who swaddles me? Yeah. Carrie does with a staff. She brings in some of the teachers from Loudoun County.
That happens right at 7, right?
Right at 7 p.m. You want to get there at 7 p.m. for hot cider and swaddling.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you're lucky enough and you get there right at 7 when the swaddling begins before he just lays there, you get to see his balls.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take this suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Whoever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.
You dick!
Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? After all, if he's going to be on my team someday, he'd better get to know me. Great bouncing iceberg.
Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa.
Well, let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday.
You dick!
Kirby! Aren't you finished painting that yet? What's eating you, boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What? Hermy doesn't like to make toys. Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist? Now listen, you. You're an elf, and elves make toys. Now get to work.
You dick.
Now how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon.
No, Santa's right. He'll never make the sleigh team.
You dick!
all right, now, yearlings, back to practice.
Biggest one ever here.
No, not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
You dick!
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Yeah, pop on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for the kiddies.
Yeah.
Let them study naked cruelty in its purest form, you know.
Yeah, from now on, we're not going to let, we're just completely rotten. All because of your nose. There you go. That'll teach kids about diversity.
Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're heard all over the place. San Bernardino, California. Waves, North Carolina. Demorest, Georgia. Grafton, Virginia. Louisville, Kentucky. I'd love to visit that city one day.
Yeah.
Helsinki, Finland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Cornerstone. A recent study by Bankrate says that 27% of homeowners are missing out on the refinancing boom simply because they don't know what their mortgage rate is. That coupled with the 30-year fixed dropping yet again. It dropped again?
My mom was just quoted 2.75.
That's another record low. That means that 19.4 million homeowners can save hundreds of thousands of dollars. You don't want to miss out on these opportunities. Call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of positive reviews. Plus, they will never give you the all too common bait and switch of offering super low rates but not telling you that they include points. That's trickery.
That's right. Watch
trickery.
Out. Watch out.
Trickery. You can trust Cornerstone, and don't worry about the trickery. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial. Just send them your latest mortgage statement and a matter of minutes. They'll tell you what kind of savings you qualify for. Cornerstone has the lowest rate guaranteed. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Fantastic. Fantastic. What did they do to Facebook? My question for both of you. What the hell
they've been
did they do to Facebook?
They've been phasing it in for months.
That sucks.
Yeah, I opted in, I want to say, maybe 6 months ago, because it asked you if you want to try the new Facebook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not as upset about the transition. It just
As engaged with Facebook as
but what do you mean? How engaged are you? Scroll.
You scroll, but I got one major thing.
Yes.
But one little bitch.
Yeah.
Because really, no, it isn't that big a deal. It's really not. But I like to switch off of top stories to most recent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the little thing at the corner.
Oh, because I don't.
Otherwise,
do
you know
not
what
engage,
I get?
I don't
I get,
engage in that.
I got Baldy McBald again, yeah, and yeah. I get Stephanie Larson. That's it. That's all I get if I get top stories.
I don't use that feature. I don't do that. That's so crazy because I just look at like whatever's there, and I don't. You're right. I'm not there finding the news.
I like most recent because if I ask for top stories, you get all the people that are the addicts.
Yeah,
that are always on
every
day, multiple times a day. It's constant. There are people that are there all the time, and I
want
to see
the
most recent post.
Yeah,
I want just to see something that's a wild card. And anyway, they changed the look of it. But what I became aware of, more important than the layout of Facebook, is something that I have that is a pet peeve.
All right.
All right. And what it is men like me, men who are not attractive in the purest sense of the word.
Classic sense of the word.
Putting up Facebook selfies or picture, you know, selfies they took of their face and thinking that they look good. All right. Let me just, this is a message.
Give us an example.
I have to say I'm one of you. I will not mention names, but I will say this, that men out there, you got to be realistic about yourself. All right. I think it's better for everybody. If you have family members or you have a particular sports team or anything else that you can replace, it's better than your mug in most cases, all right? And you'll get these guys. There is a picture of a guy. His hair is thinning. He's got a fat face. He's got his lips look like he's wearing red lipstick because they're so fat and mealy and glossy because they're covered with meal.
Meal.
And he's got the untrimmed mustache.
Yeah.
And so he's checking on. He's got his glasses on. He's checking all the boxes for what an average looking person. And he looks at the camera like this. Like, and I say, no, dude, you got it wrong. You're not. You're not that guy that you think you are. And when you put that up there, it's just not pleasant. It's not pleasant. And what you should put up there is family members who are more attractive than you are. I'm very blessed that I have my my son, my daughters, and my wife that I can put in the different spots.
Sure.
And occasionally, I might throw myself in there, in a group shot. But
so
I'm not going to do.
If you're hideous, hide yourself.
It's a Rudolph thing.
I'm saying not even if you're hideous. If you are average looking,
hide
it's just
yourself.
Not. You're not. Don't pose. If you're going to put it up there, you know, do what I do on my Costco picture. Do a goofy picture.
Did you goof it up for your Costco picture?
I've goofed it up for Costco pictures, and one time I was really hungover and I did it for a driver's license. You know, but the driver's license one, if I remember, for a short period of time, I had a driver's license picture where I was like this. mad at you. It's obnoxious, but no, I did. Do you know, and we know who they are, these people,
well,
right?
Rob
I know that Rob does it. Yeah,
Rob took a picture from down low with his beard untrimmed that he thought he was good looking in, and I thought it was passable.
Considering
your
the
beard
subject.
Right now. Look at your beard right now. Your beard looks great right now.
Thank you, Mike. Yours
opinion.
Too. Trimmed. Yours
it's
too.
Closely trimmed. You got a heavy beard. When you do the guru that Uma Thurman goes to see in Kill Bill Volume 2?
Oh.
It's with that long string
of hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. It looks like a food catcher. It really does. It did not. But your the look on your face says, hey, I'm a superstar. And it's
there
just.
This is the thing. Rob has had obnoxious confidence for a long time.
Oh, that's nonsense.
So what I
you don't know what it's like to be
obnoxious confident. We have the name of the show today. Obnoxious confidence.
That replaces emotionally unavailable.
But he has when it comes to Facebook. Like, he will do the record album. He just, that's his.
Oh,
that's
now
his,
the record
that's,
album
that's
thing.
That's his sandbox. That's his sandbox.
Yeah, well, yeah. That is his sandbox.
Right?
And, all right, so
I don't know, Mike. You know,
right
I
now.
Guess I should have trimmed the beard, but I do like the angle of the picture.
Do you still use that? That is disgusting.
I'll change it right now.
can I tell you what that picture? See, what he thinks that picture screams? Look at me. I'm in broadcasting.
Got to remind people sometimes.
Why don't you tell people what you was going through your mind? What do you do? Your beard looks much better right now.
Thank you.
Your beard. Use a screenshot. First of all, use your beautiful family members.
Well, they're on my cover picture.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't. What do I have for my?
Let me add another layer to this.
All right,
Rob. You are.
I've got my son. I'm in a three shot with
Rob
my son.
You and Rob are our premier audio editors. Like, you can paint with sound like no one else I know, and
here
I'm so happy to have you.
Here it comes. Get ready. Here it comes.
Rob Ford has never updated his profile pic as much as you update your profile pic during the workday. You just do. Like, it's like, I'm like, isn't he working? Is that a new profile pic? But he loves to do it. He's addicted to the Facebook.
I like it. Sorry, yeah. I guess I do.
Why do you update it so often?
It's fun.
You keep it. I need more than that. I need more than that.
Come
on now.
Hey,
I want to explore.
Hey.
I want to peel off the onion, the layers of the onion.
It's a desperate cry for attention. Because here's what it is. When you change it, it comes up on people's feed, and maybe they click like, maybe they comment, right. And it's a cry for attention. It is.
By the way, I'm getting more ads than I've ever gotten on Facebook before, too.
Oh, but I love it.
I've talked about this before. I get ads tailored to me, and I don't mind it that much, and that's probably how they get you, but that's how they're getting me right now. We have to take a break. When we come back, don't stop doing that. Stop doing that, everybody. All men that are not super handsome. Ladies, it's a different story. I don't want to piss them off. Oh, look at this sale.
What sale is that?
Penn Golf. That's Oscar, I'm going to send you all of these. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Please.
And when we come back, spoiler alert. If you have not seen the end of the HBO series, The Undoing, we're going to talk about it a little bit. I'll try not to spoil it, but I might. So beware. We'll be right back.
This year, spend the holidays with America's favorite family. It's a Cerrito Family Christmas. Featuring the whole Cerrito family. Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Who wants Christmas cookies?
Jimmy reciting a holiday classic.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the buffalo wing.
A visit from cousin Polly Cerrito.
Forget about it.
The adorable Cindy Lou Cerrito.
Santa Claus, is that you?
And who could forget the tiniest Cerrito? Pony Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
And a special musical appearance by Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm the Prince of Darkness.
A Cerrito Family Christmas is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Everything you need to deck the halls, trim the tree, and gifts for the whole family. Shop Target and Walmart by clicking the Holiday Shopping Center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. And from our family to yours, we wish you
Happy Holidays!
A Merry Christmas, everyone!
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Cold weather, cold around the entire United States right now. You need your solo stove, people. Get out your solo stove, even when it's super cold out. Just put on a parka, gather around the fire. It'll be lots of fun. Fall is here. The foliage. Oh, you know, Purple Mountains Majesties.
Beautiful foliage.
So beautiful foliage. But that's not what I'm talking about, all right? The leaves are falling off the tree now. I'm talking about solo stove. We all got them. You're going to love it. Solo stove. I had my first fire this past weekend with my daughter and her boyfriend. It was so neat. And by the way, a real fire compared to those gas fireplaces some people have, there's nothing like it. It's fantastic. Solo stove creates moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow, burn more efficiently, very little smoke. And that's usually been the problem when you stand around a fire and you end up smelling like a campfire.
Yes.
Solo stove products are portable. They're built to last. Easy to light. Totally portable. You can take it anywhere you want. Take it to a friend's house. Have a little bonfire in the backyard. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. I don't think it's a stretch for me to predict Emmy nominations, but I believe that this month's pick to click that we had for you, The Undoing, on HBO, will probably garner a few nominations. I thought it was pretty
do you
tight.
Think the
I thought
kid,
it was good.
Do you think the kid will get a nod? I do.
I would love to see it. I think there are a number of people in that show, Donald Sutherland stars, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, that could get the nod. And Rob, you were saying that it left you flat, and I get that, right? You said it was kind of...
Yeah, well, again, we don't want to spoil the ending.
No, I haven't seen the ending, but please spoil it.
I mean, it was...
I've been waiting for 2 days just to even watch. It's my fault.
It's six episodes, so it was like a 6-hour. It was a great ride.
This would be a bad spoiler if we ruined it for anybody.
I think so.
So I'm not going to spoil it for you. Unless
will
you're not going to watch
will
it.
You text me?
That means you're not going to watch it. You don't like it. I'm going to watch it
and pretend I don't know with my wife. But I want to know now from you guys a text, so at least I can tell you.
All right, I'll text you right now. I'll text you right now,
please.
All right, let me do that right now. And
but I'm not diminishing the entire series because I loved every episode. The acting was great. The storytelling was great. The way it unfolded was great. I just expected a little more from the ending.
It's tough with six episodes, though.
But it is tough with six episodes, but I'll tell you what it is, and what it really, really is the material sometimes doesn't have to be as strong
Right?
Thank you for not doing that to our audience. What?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. It is really.
Oh, my God.
This is what I love about this show.
Damn.
The acting is so good. It's so good. By the way, Oscar's going to get an Academy Award for this with the Oscar nomination.
I bet my wife it was somebody else.
Really?
And
why don't you text me who you bet it was?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was someone else too.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? I know how your brain works too. So you're simply going to come up with a joke,
right?
That's what you're going to come up with. You're going to come up with a joke. And if you haven't watched The Undoing, we're talking about the show that we recommended for everybody with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant this kid.
I am floored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's floored.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of great misdirection through the entire series, and that's why it is such a fun ride.
I'm really protecting the spoiler here.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, Rob Spiewak, since you and I watched it, mm-hmm. I will tell you this. The last scene with the two characters that are driving along.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, he did such a... it's hard not to spoil it. The material was could have been so badly handled by the actors.
But the performance was great.
The performances are so spectacular with people going through that type of thing.
With those two performers.
With those two performers. All right, turn your radio down. I can't do it.
You won't do it.
Turn your radio down. But Hugh Grant is so great in that last scene.
Yes. Yes, he is.
He is such a magnificent actor. He really is. He's a different level actor. And he just handles it. And I've seen Hugh Grant now. You go from Notting Hill through, what was the kid's movie? I think it was maybe Stuart Little, where he plays a bad guy, over-the-top bad guy. I don't know what it is. He plays an over-the-top bad guy in a few things.
And he also was arrested for that hooker.
He was. You never forget.
Come on.
Never forget. It's so cruel.
Oscar remembered the name. That's good. And
then he does now, which is a legitimate family guy. It's just, I think he's a great actor.
He really is.
I'd like to see him get a lot more roles. And I love the choices Nicole Kidman makes. There's something plastic surgery with Nicole Kidman when she kind of.
I love
juts it. Juts out that lower
think
chin
she,
a little bit.
So she came back from looking a little weird, didn't she? Look weird for a while.
But she still got that.
Mike, are you thinking of Paddington?
Paddington.
Yes. Oh, I watched Paddington.
Sure.
Paddington. That's actually a good movie.
Hugh Grant's in the sequel to Paddington, and he's hysterical.
Paddington, did you watch it with any kids or with your son?
Yeah. I don't watch it.
I watched it just with my son.
You watched it alone?
Yeah.
You know, see, you can watch those superhero
I haven't seen it yet, so please no spoilers, Oscar.
Yeah, but anyway, it's terrific.
He is incorrigible, let me tell you.
Oh, like, he's a piece of work, that bear.
He just does what he wants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He loves honey.
He does. No, that's Winnie the Pooh.
Jam.
He likes jam.
No, Paddington likes, jam. That's right, jam. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because jelly don't make that kind of noise.
The Paddington franchise is pretty solid. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like those. That's a good kids show. And good actors in that, too. But anyway, The Undoing, getting back to that, if you haven't watched it, check it out. It's a mini-series, so you can knock it out in a very short period of time.
What did Donald say when he found out? Do they have, like, a...
Fist pumps.
What? Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland?
Yes.
He's not as featured in the last couple of episodes as you would think, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not as featured.
I kind of wanted him to be more featured in it.
I want a spinoff of this show. Instead of called The Undoing, it's just Donald Sutherland effing people over, and it's called The Sea Sucker.
Oh, one thing for Rob,
yes,
since he watched it.
Yes.
The end of the last scene.
Yeah.
Was it really necessary? They spent obviously a lot of money.
Yeah.
On that scene.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. Do you think it was necessary to have the...
Well, they had to spend all the money.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I thought.
I don't understand.
That wouldn't happen in real life. We don't want to spoil it for you.
No. I know. You told me everything.
Yeah, but it does. No, I really haven't. I really haven't. You're gonna. Right. You have to watch how he does it. So the Day Undoing. Night. Check it out.
And it is. And it is. I will say this for what I found to be a relatively unsatisfying conclusion. The ride was fantastic. I was never bored getting there. So
can I ask you this? Why were you unsatisfied with the ending?
Because I wanted it to have a twist. Some sort of a twist. But you know what? In discussing it with you, I can see where that's not needed. But going into it, that's what I wanted.
But what's the twist is the ending.
I have one more question for Rob. I keep getting these questions for Rob because he watched it. Did you find that the character that we're talking about had parallels to a certain major news figure when they were talking about his disability?
It absolutely came to me, yes.
It did. You think about that too.
Yeah.
So that's another tease. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wreck it. I really don't want to wreck it.
And this is not a spoiler, but it is a tease. The final episode has one of the best courtroom cross-examination scenes I've ever seen.
Oh, spectacular.
I mean, just so. And that is a classic Hollywood trope that they go to all the time. And
it's done well, it always gets great.
Yeah.
And I'd love to know the actress that plays the defense attorney and the prosecuting attorney and the judge. They all did a great job. Mm-hmm. So The Undoing, check it out. We got to take a break. Good stuff. Good stuff, everybody. I don't know whether we talk about when we come back Manassas weed or we might have to cover that.
It opens today, Mike.
Oh, really? Okay. You sold me. We're going to talk about weed and Manassas when we come back on the Mike O'Bara Show.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarischow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarischow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Truff. Truff. Best cooking sauce you're ever going to get.
Hot sauce.
How beautiful is that bottle? Look at that.
So good. It's
got the diamond top on it, too. Look at that. Does that just say...
I like to throw that on my Freshly's, let me tell you.
Luxury.
Oh, that's a happy marriage right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter with this hot sauce if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, anything in between. The right hot sauce will take your food to the next level. Truff, that's Truff. There it is. I'm holding it in my hot little hand right there. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a luxury hot sauce that makes every meal 5 stars. They put some stuff
Mike,
in this.
Mike, you glossed over this at the end of the spot yesterday, but we need to focus on the fact what it does to eggs. Scrambled eggs in the morning. You know, I used to be a guy that would do like ketchup on scrambled eggs, and that's boring. Mm-hmm. You put that on it, it's like a whole nother level.
And, you know, even with the packaging, you look at that.
Gorgeous.
It's just each bottle. It'd be a great gift, too.
Yeah, wonderful.
It's a showstopper. It's delicious. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything. It's anything you want at the website.
Yeah.
It's great. Including the white Truff VIP box and the Truff variety pack.
They also make a pasta sauce. They make a pasta sauce. It's not in the copy.
But oh, my God.
It's going to be incredible.
I'm going to get that. Just shop at Truff.com. That's Truff.com. And remember, F is in flavor.
Flavor.com.
Use promo code TMOS. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. All right. Rob came to me this morning before the show and said, big news from your old stomping grounds. I said, Deviltown? He said, yes, Manassas, Virginia.
It opens today, Mike. It's called Beyond Hello.
Ooh. Let me look that up.
Beyond Hello Manassas will be opening.
They have a website?
I believe they do, because the website will tell you how to get a prescription for medical marijuana.
A pot shop? A weed shop?
It's a legal dispensary, the first one in Northern Virginia. It opens today, I believe, at 10 a.m. So it just opened. We couldn't have timed it any better.
I think it's a chain, Rob. I think it's a chain. I think they've got a franchise.
But this is the first one in Nova. Yep. Mike, are you familiar with Albertstone Circle?
No.
It's at 8100 Albertstone Circle in Manassas, and will be serving...
Albertstone's Circle.
So, after a first-time visit to the dispensary, Mike, you can consult with their pharmacist, who I'm sure is a great pharmacist, and they'll deliver their products to your home. So this is really going to be a game changer.
You realize it's the only location in Virginia that's special.
Northern Virginia, I knew. I did not know the whole state.
Well, whole state. Manassas the home of the drugstore district?
The historic drugstore district.
Excuse me, thank
Manassas
you.
Has enjoyed its narcotics for this is a beautiful, this is obviously a national company that's opening up a franchise. Yeah. And they probably said, where can we go where people will need us more than anything?
Well,
and,
Mike,
and Deviltown is where
I quote
went.
From the official press release. Our location in Prince William County was attractive because of its reasonable commercial rents, its proximity to George Mason University.
Because it's really not that close.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And its accessibility.
A long way to Manassas.
There is an extension of George Mason, a campus down the road. There is, technically.
Okay. All right. One of the satellite deals?
Campuses, yes.
And accessibility to all areas from Leesburg to Woodbridge to areas inside the Beltway. Now, Mike, here's something that I found fascinating. The dispensary will carry medical marijuana vapes, cartridges, concentrates, edibles, topicals, tinctures, and anybody? Suppositories.
Ooh. Oh, man.
I didn't know this was going
to
work.
Would you like to know what their number one rule is? I'm on the website right now.
Yes, what's the number one rule?
Listen, and by the way, you might be rolling your eyes. I know. Look, hey. I know there are people in our listening audience.
Anti-weed?
No, not at all.
We are not anti-weed, but please let us just enjoy the comedy of Jeff Spicoli when we talk about weed. It's still too funny to me. So when I read the number one rule on this website, please just bear with me. All right? I don't want to get an email, Mike, you don't understand. Yeah, because you know that's going to happen.
Of course.
All the people who are psychologically dependent will be going.
All the time.
The number one rule is start low, go slow. All right. Always keep in mind, effects of different cannabis products are not always felt immediately. You can always consume more. You can't consume less. Different strains and product types have different effects on the body, and not all types of cannabis products are available in every state. So I get that.
Yeah.
If you're going to start, you don't want to just dive in. You don't want to eat the whole box of caramels. You want to have maybe a half a caramel to start.
And I want to really offer them some praise, because the store will offer a 10% discount to seniors, veterans, and active military.
All right. Well,
that's
what? That's it.
Yeah. Why not?
Look, I'm all for it, and I think it's good for you. And I know a lot of people with different maladies are By the way, here's the new thing, and you're probably going to hear about it continuously. But down here, seniors weed.
Oh,
yeah.
My
God.
I'm talking about people north of 70 years old that are just consuming this all the time. And most of them are doing it now. They still smoke it. But I think a lot of edibles are adding that senior element to it.
I'm curious for their glaucoma.
Yeah, probably glaucoma.
That's a good way to get it. But seniors love weed, and seniors also love the clap now down there. That's a big thing with seniors.
Mm. Oh, come on.
You know, the village is just rampant with
BD. I saw this on the Channel 5 news this morning, and it was funny. They actually had their man on the street, Bob Barnard, out at the dispensary for the ribbon cutting. And listen, this is great. Listen to this.
Oh, no.
He got us.
December.
24 days for Christmas shopping. 24 days to fill the stocking. 24 days for Christmas
shopping. He sounds better than ever this year.
Hi there. Christmas is coming. Have you done your shopping? Only 24 days left.
I'm going to do my shopping at Beyond Hello in Manassas.
Wow. I want like a COVID update for that guy.
Oh, you know what? He's been dead many years.
I'm still on the Beyond Hello. Can we get them as a sponsor?
Oh, be great. Yeah,
I don't mind calling.
Because they really do seem to be
I don't mind calling.
Very responsible.
And I would like to, you know,
and
I would
got
like
a Pennsylvania outfit, California.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Illinois. That, look at this.
They're, it's right in our wheelhouse. You know?
Still need a prescription, but if you go to their website, they'll tell you how to get one.
All right. They have, let me see, oral oils, suppositories, muscle rub. Carlos swears by that, by the way. Muscle rub.
I swear by the suppositories.
I had.
But not for weed.
I had.
You know, I'm trying to really change the tenor of it, okay? You can't help yourself without any thought of the bottom line on this, you know?
Funny.
We could use another local sponsor. And what better to sell, you know, weed than a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
A podcast.
I'm
a
with
podcast.
You.
Now there's a podcast talking. Out yes. there.
All right, very good. What were you going to say, Oscar?
Oh, that different strains will bring you a different, and I've seen this, and I have a friend Schmosker who has experienced this.
Was in Schmosmegas?
Yeah, they'll give you, they'll bring you a different experience. Except for you got to watch out everything in moderation, because if it has a grizzly bear on the side of the packaging, know that it will put you to sleep in the hibernation status.
Oh, is that what the bear means?
Yes. Oh,
wow. Everything I'm seeing, and I get this theme that they want you to start low with low dosage and go as slow as, and that's what, see, I like that. That intrigued me.
A low dose is not half a brownie. Let me just say that.
A low dose is what you're, look, they've got consultants here that that can help people with that. And I'm not sure, they have oral oils, lemon lime, fruit punch, and blue raspberry.
I think that blue raspberry only exists in a laboratory. I don't ever see one out in nature, man.
Well, I've never seen a blue raspberry.
You have to really look deep. That's black, not blue.
Which one of Manassas' fathers are involved in this outfit, you think?
Oh, probably know half of them. That's it. Guarantee I know who they are.
Well, Mike, things are changing. Yeah. That Manassas can do that. You couldn't wear a hat in your bar, but now you can get pot.
Exactly. And in 10 years, the Corleone family will be totally legitimate. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Note to broadcasters, turn the microphone on.
Improves fidelity
every time. I'm closing windows on my computer, and I'm looking at what I was surfing at like 4 a.m.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Connie Stevens.
Ooh. What is the matter with you?
I'm not right. This portion
Oscar
of our program,
her house.
I know her.
Yeah.
Is brought to you by, she's almost 90. It's brought to you by KiwiCo. Your family has adapted to a lot of change this year. And with some creative problem solving, you've discovered new ways to tackle life's day to day. So let's make the end of the year the start of something new.
Yes.
Let's talk about KiwiCo. With a KiwiCo hands-on science and art project, you'll get a gift that inspires curiosity and learning all year round. The most wonderful gifts are the ones that spark wonder. And with KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative crates, you can share new discoveries with everyone on your holiday list this year. It encourages children to be innovators and creative thinkers. And my son loves it, loves it, loves it. I still love that KiwiCo got him interested in astronomy. Unbelievable. He loves it. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS and get started on it today.
News.
A few weeks ago, somebody spotted a mysterious structure in the remote desert in Utah. Everybody was talking about this monolith. It was a 12-foot steel. It looked very alien-like. And then this past Friday, you know, if you were keeping track of it, it just disappeared.
And it's gone.
Yeah, the newest twist, we didn't even, I don't think we talked about this part.
No.
Another virtually identical monolith was just found near an ancient archaeological landmark in Romania.
Mike, I'd like to actually play this tape because it has a guy going up and—
You have this story too?
But it's great because you hear it clanging on the monolith. It's great because you hear that, because when I saw it, I imagine it being solid. But if
Is this the Romanian monolith or the Utah
monolith? This is the Romanian monolith preceded by Romanian talking.
Monolithul este o tablă obosită pusă de cineva.
Monolithin.
Watch out.
Monolith Alien!
Yeah, another one showed up. There's no word on where that statue came from. When they're calling it a statue.
It's not a statue. It's a piece of metal.
Or when the aliens are going to beam down to reclaim it like they did with one in Utah. It just was gone. Here's what's cool about it. If someone is out there, and I assume they are, perpetrating this on American culture.
Oh.
Somebody got out to Utah when nobody was looking and took it away. Although there were visitors out there in after it was found in Utah, lots of people hiked out to see it. So it could have been somebody that did that. There aren't any bathrooms anywhere close to the area. So the Bureau of Land Management says, quote, visitors who flocked to the site left behind human waste.
Oh.
As evidence of their visit. That's pretty gross, you know? The monolith's gone, but there's a giant turd next to it.
Now, they could have made it much better if they turned the monolith into a bathroom.
Right. Then By the way, if you know what a big deal, you got to go back again. Everything old is new again. Yeah. Go back and watch the original 2001 where the thing's going, like that. Very scary.
Well, so, this is our modern day crop circles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
kind
but
of
you know, but we're being played. It's going to come out. We're being
played. I like it. Honestly, if one shows up in Bolivia, it's curtains. Like I want these everywhere.
Boy, you know,
your dad will bring it home. Oscar, go out to the cart and bring in the monolith.
After this year, maybe we're being set up. You know, maybe they're coming. Maybe they're softening us up with this whole COVID thing, so they can make their appearance and then vaporize all of us. some people think Ice-T was a little too hard on his father-in-law for catching COVID. Speaking of the COVID.
Yes.
The other day he posted a picture of Coco, I guess that's Ice-T's wife.
Yes.
Her dad in the hospital getting oxygen. And he captioned it, quote, "My father-in-law was a serious no-masker. COVID hit him. Pneumonia in both lungs, 40 days in ICU, close to death. Now he's on oxygen indefinitely. Oh, he's a believer now. Hashtag COVID is not a game." Well, people started accusing him of enjoying the irony of his father's illness a little too much. Ice said, quote, "I would never wish anyone sickness. I don't need that karma." He added, quote, "If I'm willing to use a family member that I love as an example of someone coming close to death from a virus that I assume you think is fake and I'm trying to warn people, then it must be serious to me." I agree with him.
Yeah,
I'm
too.
On Team Ice-T on that particular
Agreed. You got to deal with it. It's still a family member and all that grief that comes with it.
Sure.
You would not believe how many people down here are just
still
in a way
believe.
Mocking it. It's not a question of believing. It's a question of not taking it seriously enough.
Are a lot of the people down there Ice-T fans?
sure.
Yeah, I thought so.
Felicity Huffman, back in the news. She has booked her first gig.
Good
since
her
brief prison stint.
Yay!
Well, didn't she come out? She was the first one to say, "I did it." Fine.
She admitted it. Mm-hmm. She admitted the admission scandal thing. It's an upcoming ABC sitcom that she's going to be in, inspired by Susan Savage. I think it's a good career choice doing a comedy. I think that's okay. She's the real-life owner, Susan Savage is, of a AAA baseball team called the Sacramento River Cats. Felicity will play Susan, and Zach Gottsagen, is that the right pronunciation of his last name?
I'm sure it's fine.
He's from the Peanut Butter Falcon. He will be her son. No title yet.
Cool.
So
Peanut Butter Falcon sounds like something you shouldn't Google.
Peanut Butter Falcon was a good movie.
It was a very good
movie. And she'll be the principal star in a comedy, so we'll see what happens with that. If you miss curling up next to someone in bed and holding hands all night long, well, I'm not going to say this, but the next best thing is this. a woman named Madeline Robertson was just granted a patent for a pillow.
That's a great cross.
A pillow. A pillow. It's not my pillow.
No,
it's her pillow.
It's her
but
pillow.
I'm doing the guy with the my pillow voice because I just want to do that. Where's my cross?
Beautiful cross.
Let me sure you can see it. It's a pillow that has a built-in cloth hand that you can hold.
Oh. Cloth hand.
Ugh. Jesus. Yeah. I mean, she's just high-fiving her friends. Hey, what a brilliant idea. She says the hand will be made of a different material than the pillow, so it feels different when you lock fingers on it.
Do you hold hands with Carla when you sleep?
I occasionally, yes, I do. I will. That's one thing we will do. We will touch hands and we will lock fingers sometimes.
Interlocked?
I don't know if it's interlocked, but we definitely have held hands as we drift off to sleep.
Holding hands with you?
Oscar, it's true. I have to tell the truth. I do that.
Is she holding hands or checking for a pulse?
I do it right after I smell my own fingers.
Of course you do.
Does she know this is happening, or is she like completely out and you're like, I'm going to hold your hand?
No, we just have occasionally, you know, we'll touch. It's not every night. It's not an every night thing, but occasionally we will touch hands when we drift off.
That level of intimacy is just,
it's really not.
It's gross. You know,
it's monolith.
More often than not, if I try to go on her side of the sleep number split, you know, mm-hmm. king.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, get off me.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no word. on the pillow lady.
Not tonight.
And then Carla says, this hand feels different than the rest of the pillow.
No, really, today, to be honest, when she came, you saw what she looked like this morning,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And it was like, I was up at 3:30, so my system was all, you know, whacked out. She came in, and I made kind of an overture, and I think I got no. Anyway.
Not on a Tuesday.
There's no word.
I got to work later. I can't do work now and then do work later.
Don't wear me out.
Just leave me alone. There's no word on it for when she plans on making these pillows. But hey, thanks to this patent, she's the only one who can make the hand pillow.
How about a pillow with a foot on it?
Touch
rub
my
toes.
Between the toes.
There you go. And now a little something something. There's a 28-year-old guy. His name is Riz Pilot. From Peterborough in the UK.
Mm.
And for whatever reason, he goes on sprees where he calls 999, which is the British version of 911.
Right.
And he calls it over and over. And when he gets the dispatcher on the phone, he burps.
Gross.
Hilarious. He's been arrested now.
Oh.
He's been sent to jail for doing it before, but he just keeps doing it. After he called 24 times in 45 minutes to burp in October, he was arrested for causing a public nuisance.
Mm.
He was just sentenced, this is serious, to 6 months in jail.
Wow.
For his little prank. You don't approve of this guy at all?
Well,
you know?
If you're calling news stations or radio shows and you're burping, fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of annoying, but fun. But if you're doing this to like EMS, not cool. Not cool.
You're probably
tying up a line, yeah.
He got booked. He'll be in a cell with the Prince Albert and a can guy, the your refrigerator is running guy, and a radio guy who calls the Butterball Turkey hotline. That's who he's going to be in jail with.
That was fine.
There you go.
It was, some of the listeners didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. Like, how dare you?
Let it go.
It's not my cup of tea.
But I love his wife.
Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun. On the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Dirk.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020, rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slap tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stomping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Am I supposed to do this in the meter that it's done?
It's up to you. Your call.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 Zooms of calling. Pony is drinking, limping. Biden's late arrivals. Christmas rave outs. Copy typos. Pack of Miller. Golden plaques.
You're not saying the numbers.
What?
Like what? It's like because it was like a six all pack right. of Miller.
Take it from the top.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 Zooms a calling, 11 ponies drinking, 10 limping Bidens, 9 late arrivals, 8 Christmas raveouts, 7 copy typos, 6 pack of Miller, 5 golden plaques. Presented Oscar's dad. That Oscar had to fetch out of the office because he got too mouthy. 4 kinds of cheese, 3 Nikki Diamonds, 2 stupid dogs, and a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription.
Yay!
What a wondrous gift. Plus, it's easier to buy than a Lord of Leaping, and you don't even need a pear tree to do it. Mm. Remember, when you give the gift of the TMOS bonus show, you share a laugh all year long. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. The bonus show, now and forever. Your Christmas passport to the Yuletide Asport. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Why is that the only thing that made me laugh in that whole promo?
It's a classic.
I have the mind of a 5-year-old. Anyway, let's open the audio vault for Rob's right here. Take it away, Robbie.
Well, as we talked about the Berber, I guess the Mike O'Mara Show crime blotter is open. Did you see the video of the lady that was filming the TikTok video and a guy just walks into her apartment?
No.
She's one of those ladies that puts on athletic wear, active wear.
Is she an influencer?
I don't think she's quite an influencer, but she does TikTok dance videos.
I want to be an influencer.
You influence
me.
You
are.
Yeah.
I want to be an old fat guy influencer as a side job. Not
this podcast. You could totally do that.
Yeah.
All right. You show me how and I'll do it.
Okay.
You already have the vanity light.
Do you have time after work tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. And then I'll do it. I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Okay.
I'll do it.
I love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So she's actually.
Can you skateboard? Do you like ocean spray?
And knee socks, right?
With the big cranberry Hi. Juice. But Hi, it wouldn't everybody. Be cranberry juice. It would be like it would
vodka.
Be a hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Truly.
Hi.
All right, go ahead.
This is actually kind of scary. She's doing her TikTok video, and a guy just walks in her apartment, sliding door.
Who are you? No, please get out. Please get out of my apartment right now. Please get out of my apartment right now. Get out.
She went to a neighbor's. She called 911. The guy got arrested. And amazingly, it's probably her most downloaded TikTok video.
Did the guy get out when she told him to get out?
Yeah, he backed out, but they eventually found him.
Was he there to rob her? Or was it like?
It was vague. It was just he like opened the door and stood there. It's a very eerie video.
What did he look like?
He looked scruffy, like he might not have a usual residence. But you don't see him very well because, the phone is just sort of sitting in the corner because she's doing all of her dancing. And then you don't get to see him very well.
Where did this happen? Do you know where this happened?
I don't know where this happened, but I'm going to guess Florida.
Don't all of us kind of look scruffy like we don't have a usual residence?
Yeah, but there are people that look scary. Yeah. Did everybody check where Pony was at that particular time?
All right, Mike, Dateline Hawaii. I love this story because not only is it so Hawaiian, the guy uses the Hawaiian pronunciation of ukulele. Ukulele, or whatever that is they say.
Okay.
Listen to it. A guy, he tells the story, broke into his house while he's there, stole his ukulele, and then he caught him the next day playing the ukulele in the park. It's a good story.
Here. We're sitting right there. Then he looked to his right. And he saw the ukulele hanging on the wall.
Ukulele.
He grabbed the ukulele, stuck it under his arm, and he ran out of the house like a flash. And so I got up in the morning, followed my gut, got on the bike, and went through Kailua Town like I normally do on my bike ride in the morning, and heard an ukulele playing at a park.
And it was him. He got his ukulele back.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad. Nice. I hope there was no trouble. That's fantastic.
Man.
And then the guy went to somebody's apartment and walked in while they were doing a TikTok.
TikTok video. A ukulele TikTok ukulele. Video. Did you watch any of the Disney sing-along Christmas special last night?
You know what? What time was it on? I'm trying to think.
I believe it was 9 p.m. Eastern.
No.
All right. It was not remarkable, save for one thing. Pink was on, and I love when Pink sings, but Pink has a 9-year-old daughter named Willow. And this girl can sing. It was neat to see Pink in a younger form. Listen to their duet.
They know that
this is the daughter.
On his way.
That's the daughter?
Yeah.
He's loaded lots of toys.
9 years old.
And every mother's child
talent gets
to
passed
see if
along.
Reindeer really know how to fly.
There, I just saved you 58 minutes and 40 seconds.
Good. That so was a good part of it. I like that.
Paul McCartney is dropping a new LP in mid-December. He's calling it McCartney 3. And so you're going to see him doing the rounds. He actually commented, they asked him about the K-pop band BTS. It's a boy band, and I believe right now they have the number one album in America.
They're huge.
And they're very big. And they asked Paul McCartney, does he like BTS? And he does, but I think the reason he does, it's kind of neat.
BTS, you know, I like watching them, seeing what's going on. And for me, it's not really because of the music like it is for their fans. Just seeing some young kids go through what we went through, I think they're good. You know, like I said, I couldn't sing one of their songs, but I like that.
It's got to be wild to be, he's over 70 now, to watch like
that's a pretty Beatlemania honest, that's thing. Cool. Appraisal yeah. of like, I like watching them and seeing people go through that. That's kind of cool. And he met that in a positive way.
Yeah, I thought right? It was kind of neat. So
Ringo doesn't. Ringo doesn't care.
Ringo thinks BTS is something he takes a pill for.
Up on this dispensary in Manassas.
I'm not going to say suppository. Let's close with that. That's your magic audio.
Oh, there we are.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
There we go. Boy, nice. I tell you, I got to close that.
I think it's
what
open
did I do
now.
There?
Now it's closed. Let me wiggle
that's
the handle.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening to us. Make sure you get yourself a phone and show if you haven't got one for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Well, bye.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.